Hi, you were just listening to Unknown Country by Steve Halperin from his Inner Peace album. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for the Sound Health Show on BBS Radio. And for the next hour, I'm delighted that you could join us for a bit of conversation designed to provide options and information for self-health. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Dr. Lita Lee. She's a chemist, a nutritional a counselor, an enzyme nutritionist, author of the Enzyme Cure, a book I love. And she's a very strong advocate for the rights of the people against those who would taint our food, our drugs, our cosmetic supplies through lies, hype, and mind games. She tells it like it is, she giggles a lot, and you'll love her, so please stay tuned. The song that you just heard, at the beginning of the show, was Unknown Country by Steve Halperin. I was looking for a favorite piece from Stephen, but I just couldn't choose. His music is so heartfelt and soothing that I just couldn't choose any one song, so I chose this one for the statement about it. It's about an unknown country, and I think that's what's going on with us, that we don't know who to trust in our country. And this is in part of our series. This is, I think, the fourth one that we've done about who and what do you trust. One of the things that impressed me about Steve's music is he has a little saying on his CD. It says, copying this CD for friends is against federal and karmic law. And we've been talking on the series about God's law, man's law, and about the laws of economics that we're living under and how that affects our food supplies and big pharma and what the government's doing, what insurance companies are doing. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight with Lita. BBS Radio, as you know, has a new phone. The international number is 877-876-5227. We're going to be taking calls. That worked out well last week, so we're going to try doing it again. Don and Doug are continuing to upgrade the services and equipment. Thanks, guys, if you're listening. The web address for sending in questions is soundhealth@soundhealth.org. And if you decide throughout the show that you want that address or phone number again, just jump on bbsradio.com, their website, scroll down the front page to the schedule, Sunday at 6 Pacific. Double-click on the info, and there's information there about how to call us tonight, how to get your question on, how to get in touch with Lita, and what we're doing with the show. Okay, with the show, I want to talk about how everyone complains about what's going on in our country, including people who call in. But we're all stymied because we really don't know what to do. This is such a big, from the top down, problem that we just don't feel like we have any options. And I think the guests on this show, the people putting it together, and the producers, Don and Doug Newsom, are helping to bring great information to the public. And on all of the shows we've done in this series is about providing people options. So that's what we want to do with Lita tonight, and she's going to talk about the plight of our health system and what's going on with people not getting care or getting mediocre care, lots of unfairness, lots of lies about our food and vitamin supplies. We at Sound Health are attempting to create products that will allow you to have dominion over your own health, like PreVac, computer programs that allow you to take a vocal print of anyone that's going to get a vaccination or an immunization. And this is a little announcement here. We want to thank all those school representatives who've contacted us, and those of you who have damaged children, those of you who've contacted us with your stories that are absolutely appalling. We appreciate you consider us a part of your services for your children who actually belong to our future. You know, I heard something recently. It was said that it was an old Indian proverb that we're not inheriting the earth from our forefathers, but borrowing it from our children. And that is really true. Rita, our guest tonight, her interest lies in the truth and research and the availability of optimal health care. Her specialty is enzymes. Rita received a doctorate in chemistry and has over 30 years of experience in chemical and medical research. I'm reading this now. An abiding interest in health and healing led her from a chemistry laboratory to a medical laboratory and finally to clinical practice. Her strong scientific background qualifies her as an enzyme therapist, particularly her specialty of developing nutritional protocols for balancing body chemistry through enzyme therapy, hormonal equilibrium, NF diet, and I don't know what that NF means. We're going to ask her that, and protection from environmental toxins. Lita's website is www.lita.com, and it's absolute treasure trove of information about our food supply, food research, hormones, and enzymes. Lita, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, your voice is so gentle. I love it.
So is yours.
Well, thank you. A mutual admiration society going on here. Lita, you have an active, thriving clinical practice in Oregon. Is it in Eugene?
Yes, it is.
Would you tell us about that, and what do you do, and how do you help people?
Well, I've been in the world of enzyme chemistry since 1987. Prior to that, I did what people call, you know, vitamins and minerals, that type of therapy, but I didn't have as much luck with that. And so when I heard the word enzyme, I knew I had found the field that I was looking for. And ever since that time in 1987, I've been doing research, studying enzyme therapy, and following the work of Dr. Howard Loomis, who has developed several different enzyme lines, and he's also developed a test. And it's the only objective test that I know of where you can determine what a person can eat. Many people know, like, if I eat this, I'm going to get sick. If I eat that, I'll burp. But a lot of people don't know what they can or can't digest. And this urine test that Dr. Loomis developed, it tells you what you can and can't digest. Is it fat? Is it sugar? Is it protein? Is it everything? Tells you about your colon toxicity, tells you about nutrient deficiencies and allergy patterns, all kinds of stuff. So I do this test, and I have a 20-page health history that is very easy to fill out because you just circle things or put numbers. And people send me their little urine kits from all over the world. What I've noticed is that we're all sick. We all have horrible digestion. Many people eat foods that they don't even know are genetically engineered. They think they're drinking organic milk, but if a cow doesn't eat grass, the milk's not organic. And so this is a very big problem. A lot of people think that if the food says organic, it's okay, but there can be organic poisons. For example, organic soy is a poison. Organic fish oil is poison. You can't get organic fish oil, but there's many, many foods that are listed organic, and it fools people because most people really don't know that much about food.
I want to back up a minute. What is an enzyme? What does it do, and where do you get them?
Enzymes are very, very special proteins. They're called the spark of life because they come to life under a certain condition of heat, moisture, in other words, water, and acid or alkalinity. And each enzyme works at a special pH. And there are basically three classes of enzymes. The body makes thousands and thousands of metabolic enzymes. They're made in every cell of the body. But in order to make these enzymes, you have to digest food. There are around 22 pancreatic enzymes elaborated from the pancreas. Those work in the small intestines to digest food, but they were never meant to do all of the work of digestion. In the third category are called food or plant enzymes. They exist in all raw foods, and you can take them as supplements. What I use in my practice are plant enzymes. They digest, protease digest protein, lipase digest fat, amylase digest carbohydrates, and then there's sugar digesting enzymes, sucrase, maltase, and lactase. Most people know about that. And you can take these as supplements in addition to eating raw foods. Most people do not eat raw foods. In fact, some raw foods are dangerous. For example, raw cruciferous vegetables, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, they have thyroid inhibitors, so you have to eat those cooked. Raw seeds and nuts are dangerous because they contain protease inhibitors, which can inhibit kidney function. But milk should be drunk raw. Fruits and fruit juices should be consumed raw. In fact, I would eat raw meat, but I don't trust it anymore. I do eat some raw fish. I tend to eat more rare lamb because I think sheep, there you can get more grass-fed sheep than grass-fed cows. But our whole food system has been contaminated by radiation, pollution, pesticides, genetically modified foods, which cover quite a bit of the earth right now. So it's the hardest thing to do is to find food. And that's why I think people need enzymes. Plant enzymes work in the stomach to predigest foods. This spares the pancreas from having to do 100% of the work. So that's why I use plant enzymes. They don't make your pancreas lazy. Instead, they spare the pancreas. So that's the secret of food enzyme nutrition.
When we're dealing with enzymes, and you said people think this is natural to be sick and have an upset stomach and burp, is it because we have too little or too much or the wrong kinds of enzymes?
We are enzyme deficient. There's not enough enzymes in the body or the stomach or, the pancreas. The pancreas gets tired and starts enlarging. And also, there's an immune system suppression when you eat all cooked foods and, you know, throw in microwaves and genetically engineered, throw in milk, commercial milk with bovine growth hormone, where the cow never saw a blade of grass. It's a wonder to me that we can even walk. There are most poisons on earth poison enzymes. Like, for example, fluoride poisons over 100 enzymes in the body. Heavy metals poisons enzymes. Mercury kills the conversion of T4, inactive thyroid hormone, to T3, which is the active form of the thyroid hormone. Most drugs work by poisoning enzymes. Cholesterol works by poisoning the enzyme that makes LDL cholesterol. So when you think about it, microwaving destroys everything, not just enzymes. So when you think about it, everything we do destroys enzymes. Everything. And so we don't have enough enzymes, and if you don't digest your food, you're not going to make metabolic enzymes sufficiently.
When you're talking about radiation and pollution, genetically modified foods, is that only in the U.S.? Because I just saw some pasta on the shelf the other day that said imported from Italy. So if we can't eat things wrong, if we can't eat things raw, should we try to eat things from other countries because they might be better?
That's a good question. I think the U.S. is the only country that is pushing genetically modified foods. There's a big fight going on to force these companies to across the world to accept these foods. I think Europe is a little wiser food-wise than we are. So it might be good to buy something that's imported, but there are ways of helping yourself and protecting yourself. And the way is to go organic, because organic foods, there are exceptions which you have to be aware of, but in general, organic foods aren't genetically modified. Now, I'll have to say, organic milk, not all milk that's labeled organic comes from pastured cows. There are two huge companies that claim to be organic, Horizons and Aurora, but they do not pasture their cows. And when you think about it, organic milk only accounts for 3% of the milk sold in the United States now. So my advice is find a pastured cow. Go to your local farmer. There are certain small industries that do pasture their cows. For example, Organic Valley is a pastured cow dairy.
Say that again. Valley?
Organic Valley.
Organic Valley, that's a trade name.
Yes.
Okay.
They make organic, you know, dairy. They do organic orange juice. I mean, they're organic butter, organic cheese, organic pastures. Those are pasture fed. I went to the store and they ran out of Organic Valley. And so I picked up another milk carton and I thought, what is this? And I read it. And it said, we only feed our organic cows corn and soy and grains. Well, cows are not supposed to eat corn and soy and grains. So, legally, they should be classified as illegal. And there's big activist groups. And one of them is called Cornucopia. Well, throughout the country, there are a lot of food co-ops that are banning both Horizon and Aurora Foods because the cows are not pastured. And a cow who does not eat grass is a sick cow.
How do you spell Aurora?
A-U-R-O-R-A, Aurora.
And it's a little bit hard to hear you.
Oh, Aurora. A-U-R-O-R-A.
Can you really trust this idea of organic? I mean, is that a real definition? Does the government control it? Is there...
There's more and more controls, but there's also more and more commercial people trying to upset them and say, well, you know, if I can't find something natural, I can use a chemical. There are ways you can do it. Well, for one thing, how does it taste? Taste is very, very important.
There's a big difference between chickens that are let run out and run and eat off the ground and chickens cooped up.
Right.
We were raised on a farm, and when I first tasted store-bought eggs, it was like, bleh, it's nothing there.
There's such a difference between a free-range chicken that's allowed. You know, chickens are supposed to eat bugs and fruit droppings. They're not supposed to eat soy and be cooped up so that when they die, they don't even fall over. But there are things you can look for, Sherry. For example, there's a code on the, there's a barcode on foods. And there's three different barcodes. There's one for organic, one for conventional, which means pesticide, and the third one is for genetically modified. And I can give you those numbers if you want me to.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Conventionally grown, that means pesticides. The PLU code is 1022. And then if it's organically grown, the PLU code is 91022.
91022. I'm going to post this on the site.
Yes, and genetically modified is 81022.
Wow.
So you need that 1022 number with no 8 or 9 behind it.
Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of genetic foods coming out of Canada. You said only or usually the United States. But in there a lot of, we got a question in from somebody too. It's kind of neat. But let's talk about the Canadian modified foods, and particularly oils and grains that are coming out of Canada.
Whatever. I think that they probably do what we do, but in Europe, there's a big fight going on that they won't accept these genetically modified foods. Canola oil is genetically modified because it has all unsaturated oils are poisonous, but canola oil in particular has a very poisonous substance called erucic acid, so they genetically modify it to decrease it, but they only decrease it to 4%.
Spell this oil.
Canola?
No, the erucic, you said?
Oh, erucic. E-U-R... Erucic. I don't know how to spell it. E-U-R... Erucic.
We'll look it up later and post
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll look it up. It's called rapeseed oil.
Rapeseed?
Yeah.
Okay, I know how to
That's
spell
another
that.
Name for it, rapeseed oil. Erucic.
Okay.
I think it's E-R-U-C-I-C, but I'm not sure.
The question's kind of cute. this woman is saying that she's very, very allergic to soy, and she eats, but she eats chicken, and she gets the same kind of reaction that she gets when she eats soy. Now she understands, because you're saying the chickens are eating soy, and she's like in this email smacking her head up against the wall. She said, I should have known not to trust them. Who would think that the soy is going to get into the meat of a chicken? Does that really happen?
Try farm salmon. They feed farm salmon not only soy, but they have to drug them up and give them artificial food coloring so they look safe. And so we have creatively created a virus that has never existed in the wild. And some of these fish escape from their little tanks that they're held in, and it's very, very contagious. And I wouldn't be surprised if wild salmon disappeared.
Good grief.
I mean, soy, they feed soy to cows. Soy is very toxic for animals. Very, very toxic. And, you know, I have people, you know, their animals are dear to them. I have horses being fed soy. And the owner wonders why the horse is unhealthy.
A lot of the kids that we see in the clinic, that their parents find they're allergic to milk, so they feed them the soy. But almost all of these kids have calcium bone problems. Is that an issue with soy milk?
It inhibits absorption of everything. And so it produces profound mineral deficiencies, not just calcium, but other minerals like zinc and magnesium. It causes failure to thrive syndrome in children.
Well, why do they allow this to be on the market?
Ask the ghost riders. You know, these are very, very big, very wealthy companies, and they can afford to hire ghost riders to put down raw milk and said now this, and to say instead this is safe. That's why it's a money thing. But soy, if you feed a baby soy milk, it's like giving that baby five to 20 birth control pills a day. There's wonderful websites on soy.
I want to explore that. I want the names of the websites, but I want to know what a ghostwriter is.
A ghostwriter, and by the way, I'll give my website again because I have an article on ghostwriters. My website is www.litalee.com, and that's L-I-T-A-L-E-E. And I wrote about this I have a free newsletter. 5 years have been published on my website. And the July 2004 newsletter is about ghostwriters. They're paid liars. They're not spooks. They're paid liars. They're paid up to $100,000 a year to write exactly what the manufacturer tells them. And because of these, and they can be medical or nutritional. For example, the soybean industry almost killed the coconut oil industry by putting out these huge ads that coconut oil is going to kill you. It's like a time bomb. They put these coconuts with fuses on them like they were a huge bomb. And they nearly wiped out the whole coconut oil industry, but nothing ever lasts forever. Now you can get coconut oil from at least 10 different websites. Plus, there's around 10 books on coconut oil written by Dr. Bruce Fife.
Can you tell people how to get this free newsletter?
My newsletter?
Yeah.
Oh, go to www.litalee.com, and under Shop for Life, it'll either say newsletter or To Your Health. The name of the newsletter is To Your Health. And you can just scroll down. I have lots of very seditious stuff. And I like it. The reason I have a website is because nobody can tell me not to say something. Well, the FDA can, but, you know. but I can tell the truth about foods. That's why I have a website. I think people deserve the truth. And my life is research. I work 7 days a week doing research on food.
Well, your book, The Enzyme Cure, is certainly filled with research. Do you sell that on your site, too?
Yep.
The Enzyme Cure?
I sure do. I also sell botanicals and coconut oil and, you know, things that I consider good. I sell Great Lakes gelatin, which I think is the best protein powder you can get and the safest.
What does Great Lakes gelatin do?
Great Lakes gelatin, well, gelatin is cooked collagen, and our connective tissue is collagen. So as we age, and especially if we're exposed to fluoride, fluoride destroys collagen, and that's why people get wrinkles. And there's about 15 books on what fluoride does. But anyway, Great Lakes gelatin is a pharmaceutical-grade, very inexpensive form of gelatin, and it's a very, very, very pro-thyroid protein. And by pro-thyroid, I mean it balances anti-thyroid amino acids that people may be eating in muscle meats. Because, you see, we don't eat the whole foods anymore. We skin the chicken. We throw away the bones. People used to eat the whole thing. They used to chop the head off the chicken and throw the chicken in a pot and cook the chicken. And you get thyroid, glandular food, and all kinds of stuff. We don't do that anymore. So people eat increasingly anti-thyroid diets. And I have what I call my pro-thyroid diet. And that is simply a diet of foods that support thyroid function. And gelatin is one of them. Great Lakes. Coconut oil is another one.
Does gelatin like help make the connective tissue so people who had joint pain might want to take this stuff too?
It's great for healing. It's great. Yes.
Do you have posted somewhere all these soy information websites? Is that on your newsletter or on your site someplace?
Oh, yes. In fact, there is a great book out written by Dr. Kayla Daniels called The Whole Soy Story. It's incredible. It's a very thick book. But there's lots of websites. As we talk, I'm going to scroll down my links and see if I can find one. But you cannot avoid the truth about soy if you avoid the ghostwriters, that is.
Well, how do these ghostwriters get away with publishing lies, and why aren't they put up there like this is a commercial? I mean, in a newspaper, if they run something like that and it's a commercial, they have to put on the top of it, this is an ad. Who's monitoring this? Who's publishing this stuff?
It's published by the industry. You know, like the soybean oil industry would hire a ghostwriter. He would write an article, and they'd get an extra $20,000 if it came out in a peer-reviewed journal. I mean, this is shocking, but you know what the latest? Well, there's two frauds that are really making me nervous. Number one, I'm a big proponent of Dr. Raymond Peet's oral natural progesterone formula. Well, estrogen is getting such a bad rap that to divert attention from the estrogen, the experiments, they had to stop them. There's a huge anti-progesterone campaign from a group called WIDDY. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but it's WDDTY. It's a British group. And I know this stuff because my clients email me all these horrible things, you know. And here they are taking progesterone. All of a sudden, they read this article. Progesterone causes cancer. Progesterone is dangerous. Don't take progesterone, and on and on and on like that. And sometimes they don't even mention the difference between natural progesterone and progestins, which are synthetic progesterones. They're not at all like natural progesterone that the human body makes. In fact, they inhibit progesterone production. And Dr. Raymond Peet wrote a very interesting email when one of his clients sent him a letter, and I'm going to print this email in my latest newsletter, which is coming out as soon as it gets off the press. And he says, I'm going to quote him, he says, for more than 60 years, the estrogen industry has been using the techniques of public relations, including the placement of pseudoscientific articles in medical journals to promote their sales. After 2002, when the Women's Health Initiative study announced some of the harmful effects of hormone treatment, resulting in a disastrous decrease in estrogen sales, the industry has intensified its relations efforts and has succeeded in recovering some of their lost market. How are they doing it? they're claiming that progesterone is the culprit. And if you read the article, it's just, you know, like estrogen causes cancer, that's been proven. They say progesterone causes cancer. They just turn everything around. And he says that the EPA currently has a document draft online which reviews the issue of the balance between estrogen and progesterone in the development of cancer and discusses the carcinogenicity or cancer-causing qualities of estrogen and includes the observation that progesterone is not carcinogenic and that instead it is protective against cancer because of its anti-estrogenic effects.
Well, I want to add something to that because we have used Repeat's progesterone here at the clinic and have seen it reduce menstrual cramps in 10 minutes, have seen it reduce ovary enlargement, I don't know what you call that. We keep things around like that for experimental purposes, but the people here also use it. Fibroid tumors, one of our girls had, I should say women, had fibroid tumors, and they were going to do an operation, and I just told her about your newsletter and to look it up, and she took this progesterone oil of Dr. Pete's and rubbed it on the skin above where she was having pain. And when she went back to the doctor in 3 days, that those fibroids were gone. I just think it's wonderful, but we have also tried other kinds of progesterone, and it doesn't work near as well. So are they using artificial progesterone in these experiments where they're saying it's not doing any good? Or are they using the real stuff?
For what? Okay, that's a good question. In order to be absorbed, progesterone must be dissolved in an oil because it's an oil-soluble hormone, which makes saliva tests another bogus thing that should be avoided.
One of the things that we've learned, too, and this is kind of an aside and kind of funny, on TV they're selling this stuff called Blue Sant that you're supposed to put on your boobs and it makes them bigger.
Oh, God.
One of the girls tried this with this progesterone cream of Dr. Pete's, and it does the same thing. And she's been paying for this Blue Sant cream for her boobs. But if people knew that, you know, they're paying this outrageous amount for this Blue Sant stuff, and it's just this progesterone cream of Dr. Pete's. So.
No, it's estrogen.
It's the estrogen that grows their boobs?
No. It's the estrogen makes their breasts grow. Progesterone opposes estrogen and takes out the pain. Absolutely takes out the pain.
Well, how's it making their boobs bigger? Because they're certainly reporting it's doing it.
That Repeat is?
No. The people in our office and several women who've kind of, by gossip, caught on to this wonderful progesterone oil that he has.
Progesterone cannot enlarge a breast. It can only remove the swelling that's produced by estrogen. There's only one exception. If you have ovarian cysts and you just take a little bit of progesterone or maybe rub cream, see, the cream is only 3% absorbed. The oil is 100% absorbed orally. So say you have some cysts and you rub cream or take just a little bit of oil, it'll go inside the cyst and convert to estrogen, and your breast will swell and even hurt.
Well, these people are saying that it's taking the breast pain away.
It does.
And enlarging them. We didn't do this as any kind of experiment. I just thought it was a comical aside about what women will do for boobs.
Well, I've never heard of progesterone enlarging breasts, unless they're gaining weight, of course.
I'm going to have to ask him more about it, because I just heard it, you know, kind of a gossip thing in the break room.
I got a link for you.
Okay. Or Soy.
Okay. There's several. There's www.soyonline. That's one word. Soy Online Service. SOY and then online. ONLINE and then service. .co.nz.
So
that's
from
not
New
in
Zealand.
This country. .co.nz.
Okay, so from New Zealand.
Yeah, and then go to westonprice.org, www.westonprice.org. When you go into those sites, you'll find a lot of stuff on soy.
Okay, we have another question here. This one is about microwaves. It's if microwaves create free radicals, what's so bad about that? They're free, and are there any free fatty acids? I don't know. Can you answer that one?
Well, I laughed. I missed the second part.
And as are there any free fatty acids?
Are there any free fatty acids where?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, okay.
If there's free radicals, and we're talking about...
I'm a free radical. No, microwaving destroys food by destroying the structure of water. In order to be healthy, one should drink pure, structured water. There are many ways to structure water. You can bless it like Enmoto does. You can put crystals in it. You can whirl it around the vortex. I mean, there's lots of ways. But microwaving food not only destroys food, but the reason why it does it, because it destroys the structure of water. And it converts the proteins into carcinogens and other toxins. It changes the structure of every single nutrient in the food. I mean, free radicals. All disease processes involve free radicals. Any type of inflammation, itis, you know, bronchitis, anything ending in itis is an inflammation. All diseases have free radicals lurking.
So what's a free radical? And are they only made by microwaves?
No. When you eat an unsaturated oil, it will convert to a very it will peroxidize, which is a free radical process, to toxins. Free radicals are very unstable species. Very, very unstable species. And they exist when you eat unstable foods like unsaturated oils, which I call PUFA, polyunsaturated fatty acids, which means everything liquid other than olive oil, coconut oil, and butter.
Talk about coconut oil for a bit, because I've heard you talk about it before and how wonderful it is and how people can use it for cooking and anything.
Oh, it's the best oil. It's the most healthy and the most medicinal oil. In fact, there are many people importing it, and the FDA is trying to make that illegal. It's giving them a hard time.
Why? What's...
Dr. Bruce Fife, I can give you his email address. He is an incredible doctor. He's written many books, maybe 10 or 11, on the values of the health benefits of coconut oil. And you can get his free newsletter. He's called Dr. Coconut. Bruce at PiccadillyBooks.com. And Piccadilly has two C's and two L's, PiccadillyBooks.com. And he has this really neat newsletter. But anyway, coconut oil, the fat in coconut oil is the same as the fat in mother's milk. So if anyone goes to a health food store and asks for coconut oil and the eyes get wide, just say that. Hey, I want this milk. The fat in coconut oil is very similar to the fat in mother's milk. It's very healing. It's very, very, very pro-thyroid. It will control your weight, heal your skin. There's nothing that it won't do, and it tastes good. But there are many brands of coconut oil. The one I like the best is called Aloha Nu. And that's two words, Aloha and then capital N-U. And you can get that from www.simplycoconut.com. It is just, it's absolutely the best. But I'll tell you something, any coconut oil, even what I used in the beginning before all these companies came about, was Spectrum Naturals, and it didn't taste good, but any coconut oil is better than any unsaturated oil.
I was shopping at an Amish store the other day, and they had coconut butter-flavored oil for popcorn.
Well, I just pop the corn, and I throw butter and coconut oil on it.
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, boy. Is it good? I don't nuke it either.
Here's another question online. How can people get in touch with you? I guess we've answered that about your newsletter. But if people want you to do an analysis on them about their enzymes, what do you do? Do they need to come to your office? Can this be done over the phone, et cetera?
there's two things that I do for people. They can email me, and they do not have to come to the office. I do urines from, well, just about every country on earth. Especially the more they eat American food, the sicker they are. If they can't get to American food, they're healthy. Anyway,
how do people send you their urine?
What? Oh, I have this little styrofoam kit, and what they do is collect the urine for 24 hours. They have to refrigerate it. Then they put it in a little 1-ounce vial, and they put it in this little urine kit, and they send it to me. And I get them from all over the world.
And what are you looking for?
I'm looking for what they can and what they can't digest, what their colon is it toxic, if they have an allergy pattern, are they low in nutrients like calcium and vitamin C, do they eat enough salt, etc. Anyway, the people who need that are those who can't figure themselves out. They go to the health food store, they've tried everything on earth, and they're still sick. They may have been to 20 doctors. These are my favorite people, because if you went to 20 doctors and they can't find out what's wrong with you and they tell you you have a Prozac deficiency, I'm 100% sure that it's a nutritional deficiency.
How can you have a Prozac deficiency? That's a medication. They're nuts.
Right. Anyway, so those people who have health problems, they can't figure out. Those are the ones who should come to me. But say you just want to take a digestive enzyme. You don't want to talk to me. You don't want to pee in a jug. You don't want to go to a health food store. There's a Dr. Loomis has developed this over-the-counter line of enzymes, and it's a no-brainer. I mean, he's got one for women, one for kids, one for antacid users, and it's like the health food store equivalent to those who don't want to go to a health food store or talk to me. And I'll give you a URL for that. It's Lita dot, and then one word, naturalenzymes.com. And natural enzymes is one word. Enzymes is spelled E-N-Z-Y-M-E-S. So there's two things you can do. And you can also email me with your questions.
With all this controversy about nutrients overseas, how do you get those to your customers that are out of the country?
That's an excellent question. Most countries are fine. There are exceptions. I have many people from Australia. I never had a problem with that. Canada, I do have problems. No problems with enzymes, but I do have problems with progesterone. But they figure it out. They get a friend to go across the border. In general, I don't have that many problems. Thailand, no problem. Europe, no problem. Germany, no problem. Mexico, big problems. You can't even send a jar of cream to Mexico. And I think it's a commercial thing that they don't want competition from any other country. But in general, I do not have problems.
Okay, I have another question from online. In your book, you talk about hormones. How do people make hormones? Are they made out of enzymes? I don't know the answer to that.
Hormones are made, and everything else in your body is made from digestive protein. That's why, and I mean animal protein. I don't mean soy protein or nuts or beans. I have an article called, it's free, it's called The Importance of Protein. You have to digest it, however. If you can't digest protein, you're not going to eat it. So hormones, including the thyroid hormone, is made from digested protein, and so is everything else in your body, including insulin. Cholesterol is carried on protein, hemoglobin, eye phototransmitters. I mean, there's nothing that works without protein. So that's the secret, is to digest your food, eat a balanced prothyroid diet.
Don't microwave.
Don't microwave.
Use coconut oil.
Yeah, use coconut oil.
Can you heat that up and, like, fry potatoes in it?
Oh, my goodness. See, it won't turn black like butter. And you don't need to refrigerate it. I get 4 gallons at a time. That should give you a hint. And I stock Aloha Nu just to demonstrate to people the best tasting. It's just really good. I stock it in these little plastic containers.
I have an oddball question here. This sounds a bit backwards. Why would the government and the pharmaceutical companies want us to be sick, ill, and die? Wouldn't they want us to be a healthy nation? Hey, we could do a whole show on that alone. That is a great question, Dean. Thank you. Larry Trivieri was here last week. And, I can't even remember who was here last week, but when he and Ralph were on, we were talking about that this is all run on economics. And Larry made the statement, as you create a problem so you can go in and fix it and make money doing it. So if they deplete the food supply, they deplete the soil, they run all these government programs that, like, go into the school and test kids to see if they need to be on Ritalin, and then they can run in and fix us with their buku buck-costed pharmaceuticals. So it's economics. You know, we were talking about in the beginning, there's man's law. We all didn't get along, so they had to create all these federal and state and local and all those laws. God's law wasn't big enough, but even those don't matter. And Larry made the statement that we're running under the law of economics, and that's what that about. Richard, I can't remember his, Lamb, I think, L-A-M, we read a quote by him last week, and he ran for the, I can't remember what party it was, and he's now head of some policy-making thing. But he made this statement that Medicare shouldn't be wasted on anybody over 85 years of age. And it was a quote to paper. That just seems incredible. And he said it's because the system is economically overburdened, and so the old people who are useless now should just volunteer and say, I'm not going to spend any more of the government's money. Even though I paid it in, I'm just going to leave it there for my grandchildren or something. Now, the whole thing was kind of nuts. And this question sounds backwards, and I'm on my soap opera here, or my soapbox here.
Well, you know, Sherry, shelf life is the opposite of human life. And so a lot of these food producers increase the shelf life because they don't want the food to go bad. And they might not even be thinking about human life. That's one thing. But I'll tell you something. There's a practice that's called harvesting when a person gets sick. They'll get sometimes up to $500,000 out of that person before they die. So, you know, medicine is big business. It's easier to give a drug to a person than find out why they're sick. And drugs don't heal, but you can take an antacid and kill the stomach acid. That will not heal the stomach, but it's easier to do. Take a pill for every ill without finding out why it's there. My effort is to find out, why do you hurt? Where do you hurt and why?
We have five or six questions. I'll read them to you, and because we only have time for one. One, do you think we have a decent food supply? Two, what do you think of the research about food that's coming out now? Well, we sort of answered that one. Three, how can people begin to take responsibility for their own health? Well, we sort of answered that one. Here's one, odd. Do you believe the government is behind the illegal drugs that are being brought into this country for young people?
Yes.
We've had a lot of people make that comment. That,
oh, my God. There are so many. That's really political. And I like to stick to, you know, go get this food and get well. But there are many, many videos on just that very topic. There are many videos that will prove who's behind everything. It's just coming out. It's so blatantly coming out.
Well, Gary Null has one.
Fabulous show, ladies. But
we're finished. Our last thought.
Fabulous.
Or do we need to move on?
Do we have time
for a last thought? Don, are you there? Lita, are you there?
I'm here.
Don, do we have time for one last thought?
I would probably just close the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's great. We'll have Lita back. And we're just real happy that you could be with us this week.
Well, it's my fun, my pleasure, and my work.
This is Sherry Edwards wishing you and yours a very joyous time ahead as we come together again. We'll see you next week to make a difference in all of our lives.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.